Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real life moments. Maurices.
Micah Parsons should feel insulted at this point. Welcome to the show. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff, insulted by Jerry Jones. People say this is just business. This is getting very personal. And if we all think that the outcome is actually going to be the same, which is Parsons eventually does sign, even though he requested a trade, Perloff, how we're getting here does feel quite different from other contract negotiations, even though Jerry Jones is trying to say these are all the same, don't lose any sleep over it, I've been through this a million times. Well, not really this. And not just because Micah Parsons is also equally as comfortable, it seems, in this spotlight and is courting it and is naming names and is out there, you know, telling you all the dirty details about this is when this happened, this is when this happened, you know, as he's requesting a trade. He's not hiding. He's not letting Jerry do his thing and then eventually coming back to the table for the money. He's out there saying his side. If he can't control the contract, at least he's going to control the story, or he's going to try. And I think this has gotten personal more so than other contracts. It started off with Jerry saying he didn't know Micah Parsons' agent's name, which is just disrespectful.
I don't know his name.
Then it continued with Jerry saying, well, Micah Parsons, we could sign him to this contract. He could get hurt tomorrow and not even pay it off. Well, yeah, Jerry, that's all of your anyone you signed to a contract. That's not just Micah Parsons. And by the way, why'd he get hurt last year? It wasn't snowboarding. It was playing football for you. And then the third thing is the latest thing, which is him bringing up Dez Bryant in a long ago contract negotiation that Jerry Jones did with Jay-Z and saying, well, Jay-Z assured me that Dez Bryant was going to be a model teammate the moment he put pen to paper. And then all of a sudden, Dez is late to meetings and this, that, and the other. And I'm calling Jay-Z and he's not returning my calls, kind of implying that Micah Parsons is going to sign this contract and then become a headache. This is getting personal here. I think Jerry is making a huge mistake.
I totally disagree. I think this is going to end in the same place that all these contract negotiations do. And I think I agree with Jerry. Yeah, like, don't worry about the trade request. That's just part of business. And I think Jerry was just bragging that he got to sit and talk to Jay-Z, as I would do as well. I think it's all bluster. And I do agree with you about Parsons will go to the same place Jerry does, which is unique. And it definitely is personal. I agree with you, but it's not going to make the slightest difference once he gives him $41 million a year contract, just like Myles Garrett requesting a trade from Cleveland. And then a week later being like, man, I love being here in Cleveland. It always changes with the money, always, 100% of the time. And Micah Parsons is going to be fine.
Okay, that maybe, but again, this is different. It does feel different.
How does it feel different than Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb, just because of the public back and forth? But that was like, we covered Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb very closely as well.
Dak Prescott never said a bad word about anybody, never gave you any details, always said, we're going to keep this private. And CeeDee Lamb stayed away. They let Jerry do the talking and then came in. This is not the same. And also, none of those guys requested a trade. Ezekiel Elliott never requested a trade. You can go all the way back. These guys don't request trades. It is a little bit different. And he requested it to Steven.
What do you expect to happen?
I'm not sure. I mean, I think the odds would tell you, if I'm going by history, that he will sign this deal and it will be fine. But I just have trouble thinking that all's forgiven. And the reason why I think that is because even CeeDee Lamb, and in some cases Prescott, have come to support Micah Parsons by saying, like, this is unnecessary. Almost like they have sort of leftover animosity over how their own contracts went down, even though those guys got paid. So I do think it lingers. And I think you wonder why the Dallas Cowboys are not a winning organization, even though they do draft well, even they do eventually pay guys. Like, it's obviously Jerry, and I don't think he's ever been about winning. So, or he hasn't been about winning in a long, long time.
Yeah, I mean, listen, realistically, all that could be true. Their problem is they can't stop the run, and they can't really run the ball. And Dak Prescott is totally brittle. Even if Micah Parsons has a lot of bad feelings, that's like number 8 on my list for Cowboys problems. And that being said, I wouldn't be surprised if they were a little better than we thought they are.
Well, that's probably just because we all think, or at least Las Vegas thinks they're not a playoff team. So,
well, yeah.
It doesn't get much lower.
But they're definitely like, it definitely gets lower. It could be the Cleveland Browns. They're definitely a bit of a confusing team because they have a lot. They have Micah Parsons, Dak Prescott, and CeeDee Lamb. Like, there are good players. So I just think that I think Micah gets there, and I think he's a pro, and he's going to play really hard. Hopefully he'll stay healthy. His size has always worried me a little bit, and I think all will be forgotten. I understand what you're saying. Definitely, while there are some differences in the process, I think the end result is going to be exactly the same.
We're also asking you today, is Jerry Jones the most unlikable figure in sports? No is winning 59% to 41%, but certainly not a blowout by any stretch. So you can weigh in on that, just because if you're going to be out there and you're going to be, you know, acting like the smartest guy in the room, and it's going to be the bluster and it's going to be the bravado, but you don't have the winning to back it up. Like, this is the thing about sports, unlike any other business or, you know, acting or something like that. That's all up to your taste. We have winners and losers. You know, that's the best part about sports. You always get to determine it on the field. And the results on the field, spare me the regular season, they're in this to win Super Bowls. The results on the field have been beyond subpar. So.
What?
Yeah. They haven't made it past the divisional round, Pearl. They're your Philadelphia 76ers. No one's saying that this is like, this has not been successful. You don't get to hang banners for getting a 12-win season. It doesn't work like that.
But to make him the most unlikable person in sports seems a little harsh.
Well, okay, I'll give you this. Now, this is not the worst I've ever seen, but Manny, I want you to play cut one, please, because here is Jerry Jones getting testy with a reporter about the Micah Parsons negotiation. And just keep in mind, this is Jerry's choice here to not only A, be talking to the media every day, but also to be wrapped up in this contract battle.
Again, I've started negotiations in March. I started negotiation in March, and I've negotiated double handfuls of contracts just like I did in March.
He thought it was
again. Are you asking me?
Yeah.
I started that in March. I visited with him in negotiation.
Meeting was about leadership, not about his contract.
It's my answer. I was negotiating in March.
It's just like, have you earned that? You know, considering what's going on now, you want to say you start negotiating in March, and they're saying that, and his side is saying that's not in good faith. That was a conversation about something completely different. It was not about the contract. He steered the conversation towards the contract, according to Micah Parsons, and then tried to, you know, hold Parsons to something that was said in a meeting that the Parsons didn't even realize was happening until it was too late.
Are you asking me?
Yeah, not ideal. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
But most unlikable person in sports feels like kind of even almost an unfair question, because he's not the most, is he the most unlikable owner? Maybe he's definitely not the worst owner, because we know there are much bigger dumpster fires, right? Cleveland, the Jets.
Carolina.
You know, although I think they've turned it around.
I think Miami's
good one. Yeah, I mean, they're definitely losing. They're more losing teams than the Cowboys. There's worse teams that we see at the top. We love our guys in Jacksonville, but they've had a rough go of it. I mean, there's a lot. Yeah, I mean, Mark Davis, is he a worse owner than Mark Davis?
But here's the thing. Jerry has transcended owner. said before, American icon.
Definitely.
He's got his own Netflix documentary that's going to be coming out. Shad Khan doesn't have that.
He's a Hall, yeah, Jerry's a Hall of Famer.
Right. And I think he saw the Hall of Fame as mission accomplished. And everything else is just
and that
whatever
makes,
happens, I'll just try to keep their attention like I'm some sort of snake charmer.
But that,
not winning.
But they call him the most unlikable person in sports. Just feels, and you, I'm sure, in fact, that 40% agree with that. I don't know. The most unlikable person in sports is a pretty, pretty low bar, even for Jerry haters. I mean, we're talking all sports, like every single sport.
All sports. 888-710-4ISN. All right. You're welcome to weigh in on the Cowboys and that mess. Meanwhile, every day until the start of the season, we are asking one big question about the quarterback.
I feel so lucky to be the quarterback.
It's the position everyone wishes they could play.
Why can't I be quarterback, huh?
Sit down and shut up.
But it's not for the faint at heart.
Quarterbacks are premium.
I think those things add up to make it quarterbacking the toughest job in sports.
Maggie and Perloff answer one big question about the quarterback.
We're going to bite a kneecap off.
EJ, we have done the AFC East, the NFC East. So who's up today?
All right. So we're in the NFC North. And that first voice you heard was one Jared Goff. So we're asking the question today about the Lions QB. Will Jared Goff go down as the greatest Lions quarterback of all time?
And on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap.
Pearl, you want to take this one first? Go ahead.
No, it'll be Matthew Stafford. And I know that Jared Goff's got a lot further in the playoffs, but honestly, right now, Jared Goff is defined by his playoff shortcomings. He was a bit of a disaster in that Commanders game. He had a key fumble, and he had a pick six. It was 100% on him. That totally cost him the game. There's no doubt about it. The defense was awful, but Jared Goff had to be better in that game, and Jared Goff has just had high moments where he's come up short in the playoffs. If he won the Super Bowl, then maybe we could talk about this. But the truth is, when you look at the Lions, one of the problems is that Jared Goff has not stepped up in the postseason when he should. Stafford never did anything in the postseason, famously, but just his sustained excellence in Detroit was pretty remarkable for a franchise that was lost. I mean, he just came out and balled out year in and year out. I always thought he was almost a Hall of Famer before the Super Bowl. His numbers for his era are astounding. So I think it's going to be Matthew Stafford as number one.
Let's go, y'all!
I will give you Goff make a strong case for number two, but it's got to be Stafford.
Yeah, see, I think it is going to be Goff. I mean, he's already gotten to, much further than any other Lions QB, getting to the NFC Championship game against San Francisco, having that lead, and then unfortunately blowing it, which I think most people put on Dan Campbell more than they do Jared Goff. So I don't know how much he wears that. And I think last year, the flame out against Washington gets put more on the defense and how banged up they were than Jared Goff. So even in some high-profile playoff failures, I don't think Goff is wearing it. And I think instead, he's being looked at as the guy who's steering the ship, because here's the thing. Matthew Stafford in Detroit. Everyone's like, say, man, he had like all these hands tied behind his back, all these hands tied by his back.
Yeah.
Well, like, he also had Megatron. It's not, we like to think that the cupboard was so wildly bare. You know, he had a first ballot Hall of Fame wide receiver with him. And yeah, could the coaches have been a little bit better?
Yeah.
Well, they had Jim Schwartz, who had put together a pretty good defense. I mean, once they got to Matt Patricia, who, you know, then it, after Jim Caldwell, who should not have been fired, and then getting to Matt Patricia, and it was just, I understand why Stafford wanted a trade. But to be fair, when Matthew Stafford finally won his Super Bowl, Pearl, he had an all-star team around him. You know, it feels like, oh, well, you know, Stafford.
He had the same team that Jared Goff couldn't win with.
He had better guys than that.
Barely. I mean, basically the same team.
Odell Beckham ended up getting hurt in the Super Bowl, but had it was big in that run, their playoff run. And he had a Aaron Donald really coming into his own at that point and really, I mean, peaked in that Super Bowl where he won that Super Bowl.
That was actually the end of Aaron Donald's career.
Well, but again, had you ever seen him take over a game like that
yes.
in a Super Bowl?
Yeah, he was already multiple defensive player of the year.
I'm just saying, Pearl.
That probably wasn't peak Aaron Donald, actually. But anyway.
The other part, too, is let's not forget, I think that the Super Bowl where Jared Goff, where they lost to the Patriots, let's not forget how horribly outcoached Sean McVay got in that Super Bowl. Belichick played him like a fiddle all year long, was calling him and trying to get glean information about what, you know, Sean McVay was doing and what he was running. Belichick set him up. And
I mean, if you're going to go there, obviously, if you're going to talk about what happened in L.A. compared to what happened in Detroit, then Stafford's going to win this argument. Because Stafford won the Super Bowl in L.A. All they had to do is get rid of Goff and put in Stafford, and boom, McVay is a champion. So what was you can't dunk on McVay here because all he needed was a better quarterback. Okay. That proves the whole argument.
No, but it's like I think people want to say, well, Jared Goff has a better team around him now than Stafford ever did as far as Detroit.
Yeah.
But it's like Stafford had to go. The reason why he's successful in L.A. is because he went there and it was an all-in team, even more so than when Jared Goff was there. Plus, you had McVay learning the lessons from the first Super Bowl loss. He was a much smarter coach, obviously, in that second Super Bowl than he was in the first one where he just got completely outclassed. He was just out of his depth. So, I think
I don't know. That team was, first of all, that team never, ever, ever should have been in the Super Bowl. That 2018 Rams, they basically, the officials handed them the game against the Saints.
Yep.
That team was not ready for the Super Bowl. I will give you, which is not Goff's fault, but you might call McVay outclassed. If he had been able to win that game against Tom Brady, that would have been the biggest miracle ever. Because the Rams had no right being there, especially with Goff. Goff was not playing that well at that point. He'd already been kind of up and down a little bit. He had a good year that year, but Goff was not great in L.A. Honestly, it was not a huge surprise. Stafford's just a better quarterback. Will you admit that? He's just a better at the position.
You know, to be honest, if you look at their metrics, though, they're very, very similar. And I'm talking about quarterback rating. I'm talking about touchdown interception ratio. I'm talking about all the things we can use besides your eye test to compare one quarterback to another, and Jared Goff is right there. Plus, they were both number one overall picks. Like, I think that Goff is going to end up being remembered as not just the better QB in Detroit, but he's got a leg up on Stafford in this respect. I think everyone loved Matthew Stafford, but then he did choose to leave.
Yeah.
Goff has come in as the outcast where you thought, oh, this was just an add-in in a trade to get draft picks, and he's taken the position and run with it. And he's been, you know, accurate when he's needed to be. He's been a leader when he's needed to be. All the things that I think Detroit appreciates about him when Matthew Stafford, you ultimately leave a Midwestern, gritty, blue-collar town to go to L.A. I don't care who you are. There's a symbolism there, and I don't think it's lost on the Lions fans.
Yeah, no, they love Jared Goff. Jared Goff, definitely. But I think if you're talking legacy-wise, the question was not who do they love more, who's a better Lions quarterback. I still think it's going to be Stafford, especially if Jared Goff can't get over the hump. And there's a lot of reasons to think they won't get over the hump because it's not just they lost their coordinators. They just cannot stay healthy on defense. They're still having injuries, more injuries on defense. So I really, really worry about this team. Like, has their window closed a little bit? If Jared Goff never wins a Super Bowl, I think that you're going to look back on this Lions period as somewhat disappointing.
888-710-4ISN. So there you go. We're asking one big question about the Lions quarterback room today. Will Jared Goff go down as the greatest Lions QB of all time?
Pearl, I'll never see it coming.
No, it's Stafford. I think Goff will. And I wasn't always of this opinion, but I think he is. You look at the numbers.
Yeah.
They're both, it's like the same. And you have a guy who's actually gone further in the playoffs. Stafford never won a playoff game in Detroit.
But Stafford will be a first ballot Hall of Famer. And I do not think Jared Goff is on a Hall of Fame course right now. I wouldn't think. Unless, again, he definitely, if he gets a ring to Detroit, then I would vote for him in 2 seconds. But that's a long way away, Maggie. I mean, like, we're assuming a lot to think that he's going to get there.
Speaking of the Hall of Fame, one of the great moments in Hall of Fame speech history, and it did not come from one of the players who was getting inducted, but rather one of the writers. The M&P 500 comes your way next.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho?
Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Marisa's.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The M&P 500 on the Infinity Sports Network.
Every week we do stock up, stock down in the sports world. I'm curious. It was not a huge sports weekend, if we get any pop culture and entertainment into this thing. But why don't you start us off, Maggie?
Yeah, I'm going to start with a Hall of Fame induction. I got two from the Hall of Fame induction, but stock up Jared Allen, who decided to do his signature sack dance after the speech over and ripped his pants.
Would that be stock up or stock down?
I thought it was stock up. I like somebody who goes for it, even if they're not in the appropriate outfit. And also, thank God he was wearing underwear. Like, he ripped these pants cleared from the back, from the butt, all the way down to the knee. I mean, they basically disintegrated. So that's a stock up. You got to go for it in your big moment. And then he walked off the stage with his pants flapping in the wind.
All right, I love it. Can you do your second one too? Because I also love this and want to be in on the stock upness of this one.
Okay, so you guys have the audio of this now. Mary Kay Cabot, who is a Cleveland sports reporter and has been for a long time, she got inducted as a writer into the Hall of Fame. Huge, huge honor. So stock up just on her own. Then we got to the speech and she was gold.
Now, I totally understand why Bill gave me such a hard time. I was 28 at the time, and he just couldn't relate to a woman that old.
Yeah. Mary Kay Cabot talking about her relationship with Bill Belichick when he was the coach of the Browns, okay? Decades earlier. And she said he used to call her and read her out on the phone about things that she would write. And can you imagine, Pearl, how awful Belichick must have been to her all those years ago, that decades later she's like, I'm gonna roast this dude in my Hall of Fame speech.
Love it. Yeah, I can imagine it because I've seen it for 30 years. I can't imagine it anyway. Although Belichick does have a few friends in the media, like Glenn Ordway, the Boston radio legend. Like, if Belichick likes you, yes, but he has been consistently a jerk to your average reporter forever.
And imagine behind the scenes, he must be so much worse. I mean, in the press conferences, he's mean, he's a bully. You wrote about this, about the irony of him now being in the media and how hypocritical he looks. And it was great. And your article was received very well. I just imagine it's so much worse behind the scenes because you would think 30 years later, maybe it's water under the bridge, but not to Mary Kay.
I don't know.
Read the MRI.
I'm not sure there he gives much behind the scenes. He's mean in press conferences. One of my favorite stories, he chewed out our buddy Damon Hack at the Golf Channel. Because Damon came in from Sports Illustrated when I knew, and he asked a question that had been asked the day before about something about wide receiver's health. And Bill said, that is one of the dumbest questions I ever heard. Look at the transcript I answered yesterday. And Damon's like, I wasn't here. And Bill gave him a death stare. Like, that is so typical Bill Belichick. Sorry, Damon, I didn't mean to bring your name into this. But everybody has a story of him being mean. I think that sometimes you mistake it for charming. Like
me?
Not you. You, the general you. Like, Belichick and Greg Popovich was mean to reporters, but it was cute in a way. Sometimes. Or was perceived as funny, and Belichick on to Cincinnati is perceived by Patriots fans as hysterical.
Right.
They love that, but if you're actually a reporter, it's not so good. Can I do my stock down from Mary Kay Cabot?
Yeah.
She was on top of reporting, you know, she was in Canton, then she got back to Browns camp, or was at Browns camp, a lot on Shador Sanders pulling himself out of practice with arm soreness. Now, this was a bit of a confusing headline. So Shador is in this four-way quarterback competition, and basically sat out of practice with arm soreness. According to Mary Kay, he went up to the coach and said, my arm hurts. So it's not like a fake story or anything. They're not affecting it. That has to make you nervous because he's got to win the job right now, Maggie. Like, he does not have any time. They have their first preseason game on Friday. If he misses any practices, how is he going to be ready to go? Because I think we're all holding in our mind that Shador is going to come out in preseason and just throw for 300 yards and 3 touchdowns and win this job. Now that's seeming less and less likely.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if he was ever going to actually get the starting job. I think that was a pipe dream, but he definitely could have beaten out Dylan Gabriel, but it doesn't look like that can happen if you have arm soreness and you're not out there, because Dylan Gabriel has also been a little bit more up and down. So,
but Dylan Gabriel's gotten all the first team work, and apparently Shador has gotten none of the first team work. So they're trying to, I kind of curious, like, how do you stash Shador? They want to go Kenny Pickett. I mean, we're going to be talking about this all summer, but Kenny Pickett, Joe Flacco, and Dylan Gabriel, that's three. Where do you put Shador?
Yes, Pearl, this didn't make sense the day they drafted him. It makes less sense now. You're asking for an answer. I don't have one for you.
What if he's hurt and there's injured reserve? So that's what I'm wondering about, too.
It's possible.
But then again, he might practice today and look great. Who knows? The whole thing's a bit of a mess.
I did 2 stock ups, so I will do a stock down. Manny's Yankees swept by the Marlins for the first time ever, and they are just an abomination of a baseball team.
It's all right in front of us, though, Maggie.
Yeah, that's the Aaron Boone mantra. And by the way, this was the first time I thought, yeah, I bet Boone could get fired midseason here. Now, they won't do it. They probably should. And I like Aaron Boone. It's not about that. It's just clearly the message is stale. You got the team keeps committing these boneheaded errors.
That's baseball.
What's going on with Jazz Chisholm getting picked off of first base on a pop-up?
He tried to explain his way out of it. I am buying it. He thought Xavier Edwards might have, you know, dropped the ball, so, you know, you have less speed than Paul Goldschmidt over at first. But instead, he got doubled off. Great job, Jazz.
That's one fat dose of I don't care. In Little League, you know not to do something like that. And what's the first base coach doing?
Challenge accepted.
maybe. Sorry, JV. And the first base coach is asleep, too.
That would be Travis Chapman. Thank you very much.
Great. Don't give the job to him.
I wish someone would explain it to me.
Yeah. Me and Sterling, same. Anyway, stock down, New York Yankees. Pearl, back over to you.
I saw they're like the worst road team in like recent memory. Like, is that a thing with the Yankees through the years? Have they always?
No.
Is Boone always? Yeah, this is brand new, right? Like, last year they were really good on the road, and now they can't win. Yeah, I'm enjoying that kind of. I'm sorry, Yankees fans. Okay, well, we're going to get into baseball. Play the clip of my man Duran for the Phillies. I'm just kidding. I didn't give the clip. But
I was like, wait, what?
The Phillies new closer.
The
and help me with
heart attack I just had.
I want to say.
I was like, what are you doing?
I want to say, is it Joan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joanne.
It's pronounced like Joanne, right? But it's Joan.
I think it's Joan. I keep thinking there's like a J sound, but everyone says it.
It's like a soft.
Like it's a Y.
Okay, so is it full on Johan? It's spelled J-O.
It's not Johan. It's like Johan. It's not Johan, though. There's
Right. Durant. Anyway, the guy set, I was just telling Maggie, a record for the fastest pitch ever thrown in the Phillies stadium at 102.5 last night. And he didn't even look like he was trying. He was the new closer for the Phillies is breaking all kinds of radar records for he throws a slider at 99.
That doesn't make sense.
I can't believe all these guys are faster than Nolan Ryan, but it certainly is exciting for Phillies fans. My only question is, can you throw at 103 miles an hour consistently and be healthy through the end of October? I mean, that thing is a fireball.
No, I mean, this is baseball now. You just wear out people's arms. You don't care. And they blow their arms out, and then they get Tommy John, but you just are on this cycle constantly.
That's baseball.
But, like, when you trade for a Mason Miller or a Duran, like, can you expect them to last through the season? Is what, you know, that's
a couple months.
Yeah, I know. It's so, but I'm praying, like, all right, just last till October, then I don't care if you go straight to the surgeon afterwards. But it is it is crazy how fast that guy throws the ball.
Johan Duran, by the way. Let the Latino help you guys.
Thank you.
You're going wide, then.
Johan, see, I see. I just had C. I see it right here on Baseball Reference. Johan Duran.
There you go.
Can you say it that way?
Johan Duran. Johan.
Yeah. Duran.
Duran. Oh, not Duran, like Duran.
Duran. Duran. Like
There's a tilde over the A. Duran.
Duran.
Thank you.
Different than Roberto Duran.
That's correct.
Well, his was probably Duran, too, but yeah, maybe we all mispronounced it.
Or, I'm
stealing this joke from a friend, but the most popular Duran since Duran Duran toured in Philadelphia in 1989. Mm. That is a dad joke galore. Wow. You've never even heard of Duran Duran.
I have Duran Duran saved on my rejoin music. Don't play with me.
Yeah, it was really, you didn't know, it was Duran Duran.
True, yes, they're actually Puerto Rican.
You thought they were British. They're not. Last one, we get to Bogus here. I just want to do a stock up and a happy birthday, guys. Guess who turned 100 years old yesterday?
Me.
You only look it and feel it, Bogus. The great Marv Levy turned 100 years old. He was serenaded at the Hall of Fame induction. He was there in the gold jacket watching all the speeches. Jim Kelly, Thurman Thomas, James Lofton. All singing happy birthday to Marv Levy, 100 years old.
Go Bills.
I saw the picture of Jim Kelly and was it Andre Reed?
Yep.
It feels like that team has a lot of love, even if they didn't get a Super Bowl. I know that some of them had up and down lives, but that, you know better than me, Maggie. It feels like a real bond.
Absolutely. Let's get to Bogus now with all the latest and greatest.
Guys, the Milwaukee Brewers continue to have the best record and best run differential in the majors. They are 67-44, plus 119 after a 14-3 drubbing of the Nationals yesterday afternoon. The Brew Crew scoring 38 runs in this three-game sweep, their most runs over a three-game span in 26 seasons.
Just a bit outside.
Yesterday, though, began with some bad news when All-Star rookie righty Jacob Mizorowski went on the IL with a bruised shin after getting hit by a comebacker during his last start. He should, though, only miss two starts. Logan Henderson got the nod yesterday instead of pitching the previous night for AAA Nashville in Scranton. So we got the call late Saturday, had to hustle his way to this game and got some help. Maybe from an unlikely source.
Parents actually drove me. My dad and stepmom were in Scranton, and there were no flights available last night. So it was a full circle moment having my parents drive me here, and it was special.
Now, he had been in the
orange
majors.
Slices in the backseat.
He'd been in the majors before this season. This is not his debut. It just happened, though, that mom and stepdad were in town watching him pitch in AAA and could drive him from Pennsylvania to D.C. to pitch in this game yesterday.
That's pretty cool.
I just like looking at you right now.
I'm sorry. I was caught up on how to say Johan.
Yeah, not still? Listening.
5 minutes on it.
Johan Duran.
Bro, you're acting like it's now. Giannis Antetokounmpo or something. It's not that hard.
Well, I have to record my sports minute in a minute, which are these little interstitial minutes we do. Do I have enough confidence that I can say it right? Antetokounmpo. Do you guys think I should do a Johan Duran minute?
Johan. It's much easier than you're making it out to be.
Just phonetically write it down.
Say it, Manny.
Johan Duran.
Why don't you have Manny read your minute?
So you can.
That's not happening.
I think you can get away without the full Duran experience, but Johan is what you need to master.
Johan
you got it.
Duran.
I don't think it's Johan.
That's it's not a baseball reference. Says.
It's Yo-on.
Yeah, like, no, not like Johan Santana.
Right. Like Yo-on.
Yo-on.
Yo-on. No H. Y-O-O-N.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize no, I was just, with...
I'm like trying Chris to help Tucker you. And Jackie Chan, who's like, do you understand what is coming out of my mouth?
I watched Rush Hour last week, too.
I do love that reference, but it's not like you knew how to say that guy's name.
I don't, but no. I didn't make a sports minute about it.
Right, and we can hear the way Manny's saying, and you keep saying Johan.
Johan Duran.
Sorry, I've never caught it with Johan.
I don't know that name. How do you call it the Durantula? Isn't that what he wants to be known?
By the way, and I'm reading it, like, nobody knows how to say this guy's name. It's been a major issue in Philadelphia sports.
Oh, it's Philadelphia. That's not surprising.
Well, have you ever another person with that name, EJ?
Johan.
Did he just say Johan, or am I imagining
that? It's the JH that's throwing people off.
Yes.
This is a comedy to me.
This is Gringos 101 right here.
Hey, you said it.
I was just saying what everyone was thinking.
Unfortunately, I got to play this morning.
And the pitch swung on, hit high in the air, center field. It's deep. Beerling back at the track. It's gone. Kyle Schwarber with a towering solo home run just to the left of the batter's eye. Doubles the lead in the eighth. With his 38th home run of the season, it's 2-0 Phillies.
Scott Fransky on Phillies Radio, the final 2-0 over the Tigers on Sunday Night Baseball. Christopher Sanchez went 8 for Philly, who jumps good over job. The Mets again for first in the NL East. The Amazons 12-6 losers at home to the Giants. Let me balance out the good Phillies news by saying that Eagles wideout A.J. Brown did not practice yesterday because of a hamstring issue.
Go back!
D-tackle Zach Seiler is now the Dolphins' highest-paid defender through a 3-year extension that guarantees him $44 million. He's coming off back-to-back 10-sack seasons. And the NFLPA has hired an interim executive director 17 days after the embattled Lloyd Howell resigned. It is David White, who had the top job formerly at SAG-AFTRA, and he was the man who finished second to Howell in voting back in 2023. Inter Miami calling Messi's right leg injury from Saturday a minor muscle injury. His return to the pitch depends on how he responds to treatment. On Saturday, the Las Vegas Aces took a 53-point loss at home from the Lynx, the largest home loss in WNBA history. Back on the floor yesterday, they beat Golden State 101-77. Jewel Lloyd hit 7 threes to score 27. There was also a trade in the W yesterday. Those Lynx adding Dejounte Carrington from Dallas for 2 players and a 2027 second-round pick. Carrington averaging 10 points and 5 rebounds so far this season. She was the most improved player last season for Connecticut. Guys, back to you.
And did you guys also see there was another green object thrown onto the court?
I didn't see that, but I saw that somebody got arrested for the initial one. Was
going to
mention that this morning. Yeah, there's
adult toy shaped feet.
Not feet. They found that person. When did the second thing happen?
Over the weekend.
You got to get arrested for that, though.
If they can find you.
Yeah, they find you. You got to get arrested.
I wonder if anyone in Buffalo ever got arrested for throwing him on the field with Tom Brady.
it's
the police that's actually throwing him out on the field.
Be nice to the Erie County Police Department, all right?
Or they will find you.
Yeah.
By the way, it should be easy to find this person. There's a million cameras in an arena. Like,
you think so, right?
To throw a bright green sex toy, I feel like you would notice that person on camera.
Still think it's a failure that no one found it on the way in. It's like, how are you guys not finding these things?
Well, you don't get... You get a pat down on the way into an NBA game?
No, you wouldn't get a pat down, but you're in a bag. Like, you would notice it. That can't fit in a pocket. Guys.
It can fit like...
You can see it from the top angle. That's not some small thing.
Sorry, go ahead.
Is it perhaps lodged in a place?
Well, that would just be gross.
You could strap it to your, like, thigh and walk in with it.
I'm not ordering a blow-up doll. I mean, you're talking about some high profile, like that's someone had to really put some thought into it. You're going to.
Yeah.
Okay.
People used to get octopi and into Red Wings games and catfish into Predators games.
That's true.
There's creative thinking all the time.
Yeah. You could just sort of, I don't know, put it in something else. Like, yeah, it's. It would set off a metal detector.
No, it won't set off a metal detector. Penix has to also look really good. You can't generally bring bags into the arenas, or they have to be clear.
I think you can
now,
right?
You can.
Yeah.
You can?
Yeah, like I know because I'm always annoyed because I have to wait for somebody with a bag when I get my courtside Knicks tickets. I'm like, don't you know who I am?
Go through the
reporter number two.
Got to go through the clear. Got to go through clear. Use clear. Get right into skip the lines. That's what I do.
Anyway, another one of these things and the same color. They basically glazed over everything.
Wait, are you doing this clear thing so you can sneak stuff in, sneak sex toys into games?
Me personally, no, I don't own any of those. But
say, awfully suspicious behavior, Manny.
Just in case.
I just got to get into the ballpark so I can have my whiskey.
I saw Sophie Cunningham.
Can't get it anywhere else.
Sophie Cunningham of the Fever tweeted. She just had a random Saturday morning. Stop throwing sex toys at the court, please.
Yeah,
bright green sex toy.
Yep.
Yeah, that is not something that you normally most athletes have to tweet, but.
Is it one of those things where it's like funny at first, then the second half is not funny, and then like the third one will be funny again? But I don't think so. It's starting to get a little weird.
Happened Friday night, Valkyries Sky game.
Yeah.
That's a one and done deal.
Yeah, I think so.
You don't have to do it a second time.
Was that like, in Chicago or in California?
I believe Chicago.
Interesting.
Following the Valkyries.
Yeah, they were the victims in Atlanta.
Yeah, exactly. I think that was a home game.
No, that was in Atlanta.
It was, okay.
Yeah, because it was on that weird gray court they have there.
I got you.
Made the green more visible, actually.
Where's their next game?
There is.
They're doing it as the contrast.
Hey, yep.
There have been so many insane things said in the last 3 minutes.
Cap claims to have, you know, dumped all this.
Probably. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Thank you, Bogues. Coming up, we've got next year's Football Hall of Fame class. Who's going to be the big snub? We'll tell you next. M&P.
Bright green sex toy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to the Maggie and Perloff Show. So glad to have you. Okay. Hall of Fame. Pro Football Hall of Fame was this past weekend. We'll play again for you. Mary Kay Cabot absolutely taking down Bill Belichick in a line that was definitely decades in the making. And we'll get to that in a little bit. But Pearl, I don't know if people were a little underwhelmed by this year's class. I know you a little underwhelmed by this year's class.
I was a lot underwhelmed because there was a bunch of guys who've been on the ballot forever.
right? Like the Sterling Sharps, you know, who'd been on the ballot for 20 years.
Eric Allen's been on a long time, I believe.
Long time. Yeah. Obviously, Jared Allen, only 5 years. And
The tight end, Antonio Gates.
Antonio Gates was only 2 years. So you had a little bit of a mix there. But if you're looking at the 2026 class...
go Chargers, go!
Drew Brees is now eligible along with Larry Fitzgerald. So I think they would be locks. And then Jason Witten and Frank Gore, Phillip Rivers were the next two before we get into the Marquise Pouncey's and Todd Gurley's and such. Dez Bryant also on this this list.
RT2!
As far as first ballot Hall of Famer, I think Drew Brees and Larry Fitzgerald are definitely locks.
Definitely.
Jason Witten is a funny one because, you know, Witten has numbers that are going to put him right there in terms of, you know, most productive tight ends ever. But I think if you and I were out there in a sports bar talking to, you know, sports fans, I don't think Jason Witten's name comes up when we talk about greatest tight ends of all time. We talk about Gronkowski and Tony Gonzalez. Kelce now, I think, has made his way into a lot of conversations.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think most people, if he did like the Mount Rushmore, whatever it was of tight ends, I don't think Jason Witten cracks many people's top four, top five.
Well, yeah, but do
you
have to be
a first ballot Hall of Famer?
Do you have to be top three at a position to be a first ballot Hall of Famer? Obviously not. I mean, Jason Taylor was a first ballot defensive end. Nobody has him on the Mount Rushmore pass rusher.
And I think people were surprised that he got in first ballot, to be honest.
People were surprised by Calvin Johnson, which surprised me. I'm like, Calvin Johnson is probably the best receiver I've ever seen with my own eyes. And people were shocked that he got in on his first ballot. I don't think the ballot, I don't think it's like quite like baseball. It feels like there's a little more preciousness about the order of years. I mean, Witten a Hall of Famer? Obviously, yes. He's fourth all-time in receptions in the entire league. He's second in receiving yards and receptions for tight end. He's an 11-time Pro Bowler. He's absolutely going to make it in. So I think some voters are going to be like, why are we going to wait? What's the point?
There's another question here. Yeah. I think you and I both believe Drew Brees would get in first ballot. Yeah. To be honest, though, Eli Manning did not. Now, I know Drew Brees' numbers and more consistent playoff quarterback. Obviously, Eli has the two runs to the Super Bowl, but outside of that, never won another playoff game. So it's this kind of like feast or famine, if you will, with Eli Manning in the postseason. But he did win two, and he did have to put together unbelievable drives at the end of those games to win those games. The David Tyree catch and then the touchdown to Plaxico Burress in the first one and then down the sideline to Mario Manningham in the second one. So should Drew Brees get in before Eli Manning does?
Oh, my God. Definitely. 100%. First of all, like that one's not even close. Drew Brees took New Orleans to a Super Bowl after Katrina. It's one of the most meaningful Super Bowls in NFL history and just had sustained excellence forever. I mean, him and Brady were going back and forth for all-time leading passer. I mean, how many Pro Bowls did this guy have? And he won at such a high level where Eli only won those 2 years.
Yeah. No, I get it. I guess the passing yards to me, he's playing inside and it's just the era, you know? I don't know if I could do cumulative passing yards. Like, yeah, he and Tom Brady kept going back and forth. But I would say Drew Brees, because he got to play in the dome, was a lot easier than what Brady, Eli Manning, or any of the Green Bay quarterbacks had to do having to play outside.
Yeah, okay. But, I mean, Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
Same problem.
But Peyton Manning was a 5-time MVP.
So, I mean, Drew Brees was an MVP, and he was in the same era. It was blowing away all those quarterbacks, including the indoor quarterback. A lot of it was Sean Payton. I'll give you that. But I think Drew Brees is one of the easiest first-timers we'll ever see.
What about Brady. But what about Phillip Rivers?
Now that's a debate.
Phillip Rivers getting in before Eli Manning. Would you have a problem with that?
I personally, I put Eli in, but I can see, I mean, Phillip Rivers was definitely a better quarterback.
The irony that, you know, he ends up going to San Diego, Eli going to New York with that trade and the Mannings deciding that Eli should go to New York. But I don't know if Phillip Rivers, who went to one AFC championship game. Now, listen, also played through a torn ACL, like in a playoff game, but you know, Eli was really tough also. I think Eli has to get in before Phillip Rivers because, you know, it's not the sustained excellence in the postseason like Drew Brees had.
No.
It's a different kind of calculus.
The story of Phillip Rivers' career is great regular season, came up short in part because he faced a lot of Bill Belichick in the playoffs. But I mean, again, he's going to be a Hall of Famer, so you could argue why wait. If Eli had gotten in this year as he should have, then Phillip Rivers, I think, would have gotten in. Mm. I agree with you. I think Phillip Rivers has to take a back seat and Eli gets in first, and then Rivers next year or the year after that for sure. But I honestly, I think, and another name, Frank Gore. I think Frank Gore is third all time in rushing, or third or fourth. He's definitely getting in too. I wouldn't be surprised if this next year went with Breeze, Fitzgerald, Witten, Eli, and then Frank Gore snuck in there.
But what about all the other guys who are waiting to get in? The Torrey Holtz and stuff like that, guys who have been waiting such a long time.
I don't know if any of them are in their last year, but if they pass on Torrey Holtz this year, why would they not pass on him for a better class?
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. I think the question is, do you think of Jason Witten as being a first ballot Hall of Famer? And Drew Brees, maybe Philip Rivers getting in before Eli Manning. Would you have a problem with that?
Man, Witten's numbers are overwhelming. And they sit in that room where the 50 vote, or I don't know how many voters it is. I could make a really great Jason. And also Jason Witten, yes, he's not what Gronk was, and he's not what Kelsey was. But I think he's very positively viewed. Like, everyone's like, oh, yeah, Jason Witten can play.
Yeah, but I would counter that if you're doing a Mount Rushmore, if you will, of greatest tight ends of all time, I think you're getting to Gronk, Kelsey, Tony Gonzalez, like, without even really having to sit down and think about it. And then that fourth spot, I don't think is a no-brainer Jason Witten at all.
I don't know if you need to be on the Rushmore to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. I mean, it's a big Hall of Fame.
It's true. Supposed to be selective, though. 888-710-4ISN. I'm not saying he shouldn't get in at all.
Drew Brees isn't on Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks.
Yeah, I know. As Drew Brees first ballot, he will be. I know he will be.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.